My name is Olive, and I am the Communications and Advocacy Officer with Youth Network for Community and Sustainable Development, YNCSD. YNCSD is a youth-led organization working to achieve social by engaging young people and amplifying their voices to speak for human rights through targeted advocacy to key players, capacity building and development, communications and media engagement, partnerships and program implementation. We also work on other sexual and reproductive health and rights issues affecting women and girls. In this first episode of our podcast series, throughout our series, we hope to share some of the knowledge we have gained in working to make abortion safe, legal, and accessible. Most of this has come from working with lawmakers, women and young girls, the media, and other civil society organizations. Additionally, we also hope to continue to spread accurate information about abortion in a bid to normalize having conversations around abortion, as well as reduce the occurrence of unplanned pregnancies and unsafe abortion. And at the heart of all of this is ensuring that women and girls get to enjoy their sexual and reproductive health and rights. In today's podcast, I'll be chatting with Nnamdi about values clarification and attitude transformation in abortion-related advocacy, its relevance and expected outcomes. We at YNCSD are of the opinion that it is important to understand why people support or hold certain biases about abortion and what has contributed to their stance. So before we go on, I'm going to let Nnamdi introduce himself.
Hello. Hi, everyone. My name is Nnamdi. I am the technical advisor for the Youth Network for Community and Sustainable Development. And today we'll be talking about VCAT, abortion VCAT, and I'm really excited to be here. I look forward to an interesting conversation. Thank you.
Thank you, Nnamdi. So before we go into the conversation about the relevance and objectives of values clarification and attitude transformation, could you give us a sort of general overview of VCAT, just so that we understand what it means when we talk about VCAT and how it relates to abortion advocacy?
Okay, thank you for that question. So VCAT means values clarification for attitude transformation. With VCAT, we can get people to first understand their values, to understand what it is that guides the way they think, the way they act, the way they relate with people. And we define values as the behavioral standards, morals, or beliefs which guide a person's actions or attitude. It is very common about what makes us who we are in terms of the way we relate with people. After identifying their values, participants are led through the process of examining and reassessing these values to see if it is in line with expectations of their work, their ethics, within their various fields of endeavor. So abortion values clarification and attitudes transformation was developed by IPARS, an organization that works globally to support service providers and advocates to improve safe abortion care. Since its development, many organizations such as us, Youth Net Community and Sustainable Development, have adopted this training to effectively facilitate these sessions and get service providers, advocates, activists, relevant stakeholders on the know about the basics of abortion VCAT.
Okay. So while you're speaking, you mentioned participants going through a process of examining and reassessing their values. So I'm guessing, is that what forms the process of clarifying values?
Yes. Values clarification helps people to reflect on their value systems and how these may affect have certain effects on issues in the society. Like I said earlier, a values clarification helps you to define how you understand, how you relate, and how you interact with people on certain issues such as abortion, issues such as child marriage. It can be any issue, but for us, we are specific to abortion. I see it as an exercise that helps people articulate how their personal values will influence the way they interact with people who may have had or seek to have abortions. The goal of values clarification is that participants become aware of the influence their values have on their attitudes and how this reflects on society. For example, a service provider who haven't had abortions clarification and attitude transformation would display certain provider biases to people seeking abortion, and this could deter people, especially young people and the most vulnerable, from accessing essential abortion services. That is why VCAT is really important for everyone to understand.
Okay, so generally speaking of society and deterring people from having abortions based on their attitudes, what other consequences could people's values have on people and people seeking abortion?
Yeah, thank you for that valid question. Building from what I have just said, people's attitudes in abortion have the power to be the deciding factor on whether a person chooses to have a safe abortion or not. And this is key. This is key to assessing abortion, especially for people coming from rural poor communities or those who have very little information about how to access essential services relating to abortion. Negative attitudes often contribute to stigma. Women and girls who have had abortions, healthcare professionals who provide safe abortion services, and abortion advocates are stigmatized as a result of people's personal beliefs or values on abortion care. We understand that we have strong beliefs and our cultures are deep-rooted in the way that our minds are shaped. So it is important that we are really careful when we display some of these attitudes, because it could discourage a lot of people who need these essential abortion services from accessing them. I should also point out that this is the point of abortion-related attitude transformation, that after assessing their values, people can understand what influence they may have on women and girls who may have unplanned pregnancies. So when we speak generally about society, this is one of the consequences of not having a proper VCAT mentality as a service provider or as a member of the society.
Okay, thank you, Nandi. So from all that you have said, I understand that VCAT has a lot of objectives or a lot of expected results. But can we say that VCAT is aimed solely at changing negative attitudes on abortion?
Well, it's one of it. VCAT has other objectives, such as differentiating the myths and facts around abortion, critiquing abortion-related stigma, and leading participants to understand the right of women to make independent bodily choices, to be assertive and enjoy autonomy over their bodies. When there are participants who are already considerably pro-choice, that is, they support access to safe abortion, discussions may then center around being supportive or even pro-choice support. Always agree with, such as parental or spousal consent, second trimester or the third trimester abortion success, selective abortions. So it has other objectives. Essentially, what VCAT is trying to do is to change the way in which abortion is perceived and talked about, as well as creating an enabling environment for safe access to abortion. It is making it accessible, it is making it less taking away the issue of stigma and making people see it as a human right issue, that one should have the right to decide for them when, how, and why they want to have babies.
Okay. So I think earlier you mentioned healthcare professionals. What other variety of participants might we encounter in a VCAT session?
Well, it's important. You could have policy influencers, those who are key to the formulation of policies. You can have parents. You can have young people who are more susceptible or who are more at risk of unplanned pregnancies. You could have directors. You can have teachers, religious leaders as well. And generally speaking, you can have anyone when it comes to VCAT sessions, because it helps in attitude transformation and attitudinal change is something that is particular to society, and we as individuals make up the society. But for this particular session, I think that there is a lot of stigma towards and coming from abortion service providers. So it is important that we start there. When this stigma is taken away, it trickles down. There is this ripple effect that trickles around society so that everyone begins to have a clearer picture. It is not going to be immediate. It is a process. Changing attitudes is a process. And we believe that starting with healthcare service providers, which oftentimes is the people that those who seek abortion first go to, then we think it's an effective strategy to use.
Okay. And just to deviate a little, because I have supported with developing a BCAT manual, I have found BCAT for healthcare professionals to be very exciting. So what do you have to say about BCAT for healthcare professionals?
Well, I think exciting is the right word to say. Interesting, educating, enlightening, those are the right words to use. It's really important to focus on healthcare professionals because they are the ones at the front line of providing these services, like I had mentioned earlier. A lot of healthcare workers might refuse to provide abortion services for a number of reasons. A major one being the legal provisions for abortion in many countries. Another is that some internal and personal biases might also be a barrier to the provision of abortion care. VCAT helps to assess the willingness of these healthcare service providers and their motivations to provide these services. When we speak about motivation behind their actions, we're talking about what drives them. That is where attitudes comes in. That is where cultures come in. That is where we need to have that behavioral transformation and that values clarification so that we don't have adverse cases. But during adverse cases, we need to look at the motivation as to why they're refusing the provision of these services. We need to emphasize that their attitudes have a significant impact on the provision of services and the experiences that people seeking abortions might have. Healthcare professionals are very important in the quest for ensuring safety and availability of abortion services. I want to also say that it is important to know that they have no bias, for example, with regards to the person's marital status or age. It is also important that they know that their personal beliefs should not affect the provision of abortion-related services. They should maintain professionalism. They should look at the conditions or the reasons, consider the reasons why the person seeking the abortion service wants to seek it. And we are encouraging assertiveness of the human body. We are encouraging the right to choose. So it's important that your personal bias do not affect someone's life, do not affect someone's future, and do not truncate someone's progress when it comes to ensuring the best of their reproductive and sexual health.
Okay, Nadia, I totally agree with you because I think that when we talk about safe abortion, one of the components for safe abortion is that the person who wants to have an abortion also engages in pre-abortion counseling or speaks to a healthcare professional. So I also think it's important that healthcare professionals are able to provide unbiased pre-abortion counseling and recognize the right to bodily autonomy, as you have rightly pointed out. So I think this sort of points back to the aforementioned objectives of a VCAT session.
I agree with you. I would say that every VCAT activity is a learning point directed at leaving participants with more positivity and objectivity about safe abortion services than it would about negativity or biases. Say, lawmakers, for example, or policymakers, they have the role of enforcing or interpreting laws and policies or developing guidelines that affect women's access to care. So it is important that these stakeholders let go of values and attitudes born out of misinformation, born out of personal negative biases, social norms, and that they have an understanding of how restricted access to abortion increases the risk of maternal mortality and morbidity through unsafe practices. So it is very important that there is that freedom and there is that openness for people who seek abortion to actually seek the services. Otherwise, they go underground, and we know that going underground poses twice the risk to abortion in terms of mortality and morbidity. So it's really important that we clarify values and that we transform our attitudes if we have any that is negative towards accessing abortion services.
Okay, thank you, Nandi. And just to round up, I think we have mentioned a lot, particularly as it relates to the objectives of VCAT and expected outcomes and, you know, sort of like the change we expect to see from people who take part in VCAT. So would you say from personal experience that BCAT has been able to achieve some or all of its intended objectives?
Well, I would say from my experience, I have seen people who left a VCAT session or who came out of a VCAT session with a better focus on the consequence of abortion stigma and restricted access. It's not always that people come out of such sessions with the desire to suddenly become pro-choice, but it's a helpful way that we can engage change in small doses. Like I said, it has to do with transformation of attitudes, and this is a process. So the continuous engagement of key persons or key stakeholders on VCAT sessions will help to shift those biases, those personal biases, and begin to enlighten people on what they should do. Usually, facilitators might administer a pretest questionnaire or a protest questionnaire to assess change in knowledge, attitudes, or behavior. However, some people need some time to process the information they have gotten, because a lot of people come to these trainings with a fixed belief or with a very strongly held bias. So the idea of a pretest and a post-test might not give a true picture of what they're feeling at that point or the change that is occurring at that point, but it is a helpful way to assess if there has been any significant, or no matter how small, if there has been any change at all in terms of their knowledge, attitudes, and behavior. There's almost always a change. So I agree that VCAT has achieved its objectives, or better put, can contribute to a process of change. It can contribute. It's an effective way to contribute to a process of change.
Thank you, Nnamdi, for engaging me in this conversation. I think you've given us a lot to think about today, particularly as it relates to how attitudes influence people's actions towards people seeking abortions or those who may have had an abortion. For me, I think a key takeaway from me today is that it's not just for people who support abortion rights, but you know, we might have like a variety of participants, including those who already support abortion or those who are pro-choice or support access to safe abortion care. Thank you again. It's been lovely talking with you today.
Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure.
Okay. So thank you everybody for listening in. For more information, including the transcripts for this episode, you can check our website at www.yncsd.org. And you can also find us on our social media handle at YNCSD, especially on Twitter and on Instagram. Thank you for listening.
All right. Bye.